In this bulletin, crocodiles spotted in Townsville floodwaters, the Banking Royal Commission findings to be released today, and in cricket, the second test between Australia and Sri Lanka continues in Canberra. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Emergency crews are struggling to cope in flood-hit Townsville, with hundreds of people waiting for assistance and evacuation centres nearing capacity. A necessary water release from the city's swollen dam has sent waves of water down the Ross River and into the city, swamping roads, yards and homes. Crocodiles have been spotted on streets, and the water is reported to be teeming with snakes. Speaking to the Seven Network's Sunrise, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk wants to remind people to be cautious.
It was a really tough night on the ground for our emergency services personnel. Over 200 people were assisted. They still got 200 people to assist this morning. They're going to get to those people as quickly as possible. But my hat goes off to all of the men and women from our police, emergency services, Townsville City Council, and of course the Army, everyone helping together. There's going to be a lot of heroes to thank after this event is over.
The Royal Commission's report into Australia's banking, superannuation and financial services system will be released this afternoon. The final report will give a scathing review of the gross misconduct carried out by financial institutions, with Commissioner Kenneth Hayne outlining his recommendations. The report will be released once the share market has closed in an attempt to minimise its impact on the markets. The Australian Banking Association's Anna Bly has told Sunrise the report will affect everyone and not just the banks.
Every Australian, I think, is looking to see a report that will deliver a much stronger and more ethical banking system. I've got no doubt there's going to be some very tough medicine in this report, but what the whole industry is hoping for is that it's also a report that has recommendations that are workable and that give us a chance to reset our relationship with the Australian people.
An emergency warning remains in place for central Tasmania, with dozens of fires continuing to burn across the state. Volatile fire conditions caused blazes to flare, with certain towns still being threatened. Tasmania's Fire Service's John Holloway says crews will be working around the clock to contain the fires.
We'd be definitely out there doing a lot of active firefighting and defence of properties for the next few hours into the evening. Some of those areas become very dangerous for our firefighters if they're hanging around there overnight, because the vision's hard enough as it is with the smoke, but when you've got trees falling down in the night.
Australia's Buddhist community is calling on the Dalai Lama to join the growing movement to free detained footballer Hakim Al-Arabi. The Melbourne-based refugee has been detained for more than 60 days in a Thai prison. The Tibetan Buddhist Society in Melbourne has written to the spiritual leader, pleading for him to assist in stopping Al-Arabi from being extradited to Bahrain. Al-Arabi is due to face Thailand's criminal court today, where prosecutors will formally ask him if he agrees to be extradited to Bahrain. If he refuses, the 25-year-old is likely to face a lengthy trial which could stretch over 6 months. Seven people have been killed and several others injured after a train derailed in eastern India. The train was travelling to Delhi when it jumped the tracks near the capital of Bihar state, Patna. Hundreds of villagers rushed to try and help those trapped in overturned coaches. Authorities believe the derailment was caused by a rail fracture. One passenger, Sunita Devi, has described the ordeal.
We felt something like someone shaking us very hard while we were sitting on our sleepers. Soon we fell down and everyone started yelling, "Run, run," but we could only run if we could find an escape. After some time, someone escaped and we saw that the gate was above us and we escaped from there.
To cricket, and the second test between Australia and Sri Lanka continues today in Canberra, with the Australian side chasing a convincing win. Sri Lanka was none for stumps at the end of day three, trailing behind Australia by 498 runs. Australian batsman Usman Khawaja broke his streak of low scores, returning to form with 101 not out. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny and 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 28. Cloudy in Melbourne and 23. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 23 degrees. A shower or two in Canberra, 35. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 27. Sydney, mostly sunny, 30. Newcastle, similar conditions and 31. Brisbane, a shower or two, 31 degrees. Cairns, rain with a possible storm and 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.